The next item we have on the agenda deals with proposed chapters 4VAC 2250-10 and et al. Pertaining to measurement. Who's got this one? There we go. Give him a raise.
Good afternoon. This is a public hearing. It's a proposal to amend chapters to describe total length for his measurements.
Thank you, gentlemen, for coming. Appreciate it. Yep. Go ahead, sir. Sorry.
We have 12 different regulations that use length as a regulation, a regulatory avenue. I'll read these into the record just once so I don't have to do it again. So this is for Chapter 252 pertaining to striped bass, Chapter 280 pertaining to speckled trout and red drum, Chapter 320 pertaining to the taking of black drum, Chapter 380 pertaining to gray trout, Chapter 490 pertaining to sharks, 500 pertaining to eels, 510 pertaining to amberjack and cobia, 540 pertaining to Spanish mackerel and king mackerel, 620 pertaining to summer flounder, 910 pertaining to scup, 950 pertaining to black sea bass, and, of course, 960 pertaining to tautog. This was originally a request from the Virginia Saltwater Sport Fishing Association. They were looking at striped bass, and although everyone kind of knows what total length is, there was some discussion on whether or not it started from the nose or the upper lip or the mouth or the lower jaw, and whether we use the pinch tail or a relaxed tail. So this was a request that staff listened to. We brought it to our law enforcement. Our law enforcement thought this was probably a good idea not only to clarify for striped bass, but also do for all of our regulations. We can move towards some language that might be a little more biologically explicit than just using head or nose. So hopefully it can eliminate some of the confusion between industry and law enforcement. So we have 12 different regulations. I'm going to walk you through about three of them that are a little bit different so you guys can understand what's going on. So the language that we came up with, you can see on page 7 of your evaluation. This is in the pertaining to the taking of striped bass. We're using the language up in the definition section that meet. So total length means the length of a fish measured from the most forward projection of the snout with the mouth closed to the tip of the longer lobe of the tail fin, measured with the tail compressed along the midline using a straight line measure, not measured over the curve of the body. And just to make sure we didn't have any confusion, we also brought it a step further and defined snout. And snout means the most forward projection of a fish's head and includes the upper and lower jaw. So our goal was to get the most forward projection of the fish, whether it's the upper jaw, lower jaw, whatever it is, all the way to the end of a pinch tail. So the only fish that kind of don't fall quite into this definition might be something like black sea bass. You can see in that picture in the upper right, it has that caudal fin filament. So on page 79 and 80 of your evaluation, you can see it highlighted in red here where we added new language where we excluded the caudal fin filament, and we kept snout the same. The only other fin fish that might be different is sharks. All of our regulatory means for sharks, instead of using total length, we actually use fork length for all those different species. So rather than just leaving shark by itself, we thought it was important to bring in this language and make this language very uniform no matter what regulation you're really looking at. So you can see fork length means the length of a fish measured from the most forward projection of the snout with the mouth closed to the fork of the tail along the midline using a straight line measure, not measured over the curve of the body. So this can be found on page 44 and 46 of your evaluation. There are some other minor changes throughout this 90-page evaluation. I won't go through all of them, but they are in the evaluation in front of you. For instance, on page 8, we needed to stricken where we used the old definition and get that out of there. And something like trout on page 29, where we just referred to as length, we had to add the term total length. So that we took all 12 of these regulations, made it very uniform throughout so everyone can understand what we're trying to measure and what they're looking for when they're fishing. This has been advertised with Code of Virginia. I do have two public comments to date. They are both favor of these changes and these amendments. So as of right now, staff recommends the commission approve amendments to the chapters seen in front of you and the chapters you see in the evaluation in front of you. This will create conformity in total length measurements and descriptions in all regulations and establish a uniform definition and process for measuring fin fish.
All right. Any questions? Mr. Ballard.
I assume these are all species, and the regulations, however we change them, will conform to any other management frameworks we need to comply with, whether it's okay.
I guess comment and question.
Dr. Neal.
First, two comments. One is this is needed to be done, and for a while to come conform. So I'm glad it's being done for anglers' sakes and the law enforcement's sake and everyone like that. I did have concern with the word snout because in my mind that still just means nose, but by your definition you cleared that up, so that's fine. The only other question is the shark regulations, we basically are just trying to mimic the federal regulations. And most of the federal regulations are curved fork length, and I think that's for sharks also.
So when you look at the language that's used in sharks, if you look here, page 44 and 46, the language that we already use, it's very consistent with a long to midline using a straight line measure. We already have that.
Yeah, but I'm saying the federal government uses a curved fork.
Yes, they use a curved on many of their species. So it is something we talked about, but we kept it very consistent with what we already have in there. It hasn't been an issue.
I hear Lewis grumbling back there.
The only exception is blue fin tunas. They use curved fork length.
No, they use it for all the tunas. They use it for the billfish. And I think they use it for swordfish.
Mr. Gillingham, resident expert. Here we go.
For the billfish, it's lower jaw
fork
on the fork.
Correct.
It's straight line. It's not curved. The only time they use the curved fork length, it began with bluefin tuna because it was a commercial fishery with so much of it, and they used the curved fork length. And then when they established the minimum size for yellowfin and big eye, they stuck with that curved fork length in measure. So it's just for
tunas.
It doesn't.
I'm going to check you on that, but that's okay if that's the sharks.
I have one question, one or the other. For those less educated than I at times that haven't fished for all these extensive species, how much difference is this making length on the average? What are we talking about?
For a curve, it's a fair amount because you're draping a ruler over the fish. I'm thinking of tunas.
Especially with a tuna.
Yeah, big rounded.
But for fish. So that's kind of what I was thinking.
Well, the squeezing the tail is where you're going to
get the extra.
So this originally came out as a regulatory change for finfish, so if a shark is something we want to leave out.
No. In fact, Lewis is correct, and then you've already fixed it. I mean, it's all great. I'm wrong. Lewis is right. Oh, I'm getting my little fish rules app. I'm going to check my name.
You know, I don't want to muddy the waters, but you know, when I was a trooper, the bottom line was we had a memo from the superintendent that says you shall give 5 miles an hour violation for equipment error. So therefore, you had a 5 mile an hour tolerance for any speeding violation. I was wondering, I didn't stop till 12, but anyway, I was a nice guy. But no, it just seems
I think it's fine.
You know, as far as tolerance is concerned, but no, it's.
I want to see him measure an eel, though.
I knew that was coming up.
I want to see that one happen. Measure that eel.
Okay, let's get back to business. Any other questions? This is a public hearing. Does anyone wish to be heard on this matter? Yes, sir. Come forward. And those, by the way, those from Visa and the other person, it's somewhere, will be entered into the record.
My name is Stan Sutliff. I happen to be a board member of Visa, Virginia Saltwater Sport Fishing.
Hey, Stan, good to have you here.
And the notes I was going to read, I'm kind of feeling like Adam's dummy, so it may be redundant. But VSSA is pleased to comment today on a shared effort by both VSSA and VMRC staff over the past several months. A letter to that effect was shared with Mr. O'Reilly 4 days ago, and I believe the Associate Commissioners.
We have it here, sir. Yes, sir.
For the benefit of the public, today, last year, VSSA received comments from a couple of our affiliate members that there were discrepancies between recreational anglers and different regional VMRC enforcement staff on the proper way to measure a length of fish. VSSA also canvassed our membership on this issue, and we began a process to review how other states, Atlantic saltwater states, regulations were written relative to fish length measurements. Virginia regulations state that length measures are at tip of nose to center of tail because of the anatomy of fish differ from species to species. Some have an underbite, some have an overbite. There can be confusion on how that definition came about. As an example of simplification, Maryland regulations call their length to be from the snout to the tip of the tail with the tail pinched. Florida regulations state from the forwardmost point of the head with the mouth closed to the farthest tip of the tail with the tail compressed or squeezed. So VSSA brought our interest toward a unified way to measure saltwater fish length in the Commonwealth, the VMRC, and after their analysis, VSSA fully supports the working of the proposed regulation language change. VSSA will do its utmost to educate and inform our membership and the angling public about the benefit of this change, and we ask that VMRC enforcement embrace this methodology uniformly. Thank you for your
time. If it becomes regulation, they will embrace it uniformly, and we can be assured of that. Thank you for your concerns, and thanks for the comments. Y'all have been very, very helpful. Had a couple meetings with Visa through the folks, and just we really, really appreciate the dialogue that we're having with y'all. It's helping a lot, for sure. Any other comments by members of the public on this matter? Seeing none, the matter is before the commission for discussion and action.
Move to accept staff recommendations.
Motion by Mr. France to accept staff recommendations. Is there a second?
So moved.
Second by Dr. Neal. His hand was closer.
Yeah.
Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much.